Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is LBC London News.
Now, of course, tributes have been flooding in from around the world to those affected by the terror attack, including from the United States, where President Trump had earlier offered Theresa May what he calls unwavering support. But just within the last hour, Donald Trump has renewed his criticism of London's mayor on Twitter. He'd been accused by Sadiq Khan's office of taking words out of context when he jumped on advice that Londoners shouldn't be alarmed by an increased police presence. But the US president's hit back, calling that a pathetic excuse. Joining me now live is our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Oliver.
So tell me, what is the latest on this? This tweet from Trump?
It's absolutely extraordinary. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this coming out of the fingertips or mouth of any president of the United States in the past. Donald Trump clearly has a problem with the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. Over the weekend, he either deliberately or accidentally mischaracterized what Sadiq Khan had said. Over the weekend, he put a tweet out saying, and I quote, "At least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and Mayor of London says there is, quote, no reason to be alarmed, exclamation mark." Now, of course, what he didn't point out was that that was not what Sadiq Khan said in context. He wasn't saying there was no need for Londoners to be alarmed about a terrorist attack on the streets of their city. What he in fact was saying was that there was no reason for Londoners to be alarmed by what was going to become a very visible security presence, even more visible than normal, on the streets of the capital. Now, Donald Trump, this was 56 minutes ago, has doubled down going after Sadiq Khan yet again. He writes on Twitter, and this, by the way, came after a long series of other tweets in which Donald Trump has reiterated his case for a travel ban to keep Muslims shut out of the country, a series of tweets that may cause him grave difficulty when that ban comes up to the US Supreme Court for adjudication. But after that, he then writes this: "Pathetic excuse by London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who had to think fast on his no reason to be alarmed statement. Mainstream media is working hard to sell it." Now, this is a White House that, as you know, traffics in what one senior Trump advisor has described as alternative facts. The facts are very clear. It was Donald Trump who misrepresented what Sadiq Khan said over the weekend. It is now Donald Trump who seems to be suggesting that Sadiq Khan has been thinking on his feet and changing the underlying statement that he put out and changing what he meant because he feels so stung by Donald Trump's initial tweet. Theresa May, as you know, was asked about Donald Trump's intervention on this during her press conference earlier today and said Sadiq Khan is doing a good job and anyone who says otherwise is not treating him fairly or correctly. And it was after that that Donald Trump put this tweet out, this part and parcel of what seems to be an ongoing battle between the Trumps and the mayor of London, because back in March after the Westminster attack, it was Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, who took the mayor to task for suggesting that terror strikes are part and parcel now of daily life, that Londoners need to realise accompanies the joys of living in the city. Donald Trump Jr. apparently found that an extraordinary statement, and now Donald Trump Sr. is going after the mayor of London over these latest developments.
And this seems to be completely the opposite to what he's been saying. We've been hearing him saying that he's going to stand with the UK and he's offering any assistance to Theresa May.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to Donald Trump, he is arguing, if you get away from the somewhat an adolescent language used in his tweets. He is arguing that this is no time for political correctness. It is time for dramatic action. And in the US context, he's arguing that it's time for his travel ban. However, picking a fight with the Mayor of London after having completely mischaracterised what that Mayor of London actually said seems to be not exactly what most presidents, both Republican and Democrat, would conclude a city like London really needs to be dealing with or worrying about in the immediate aftermath of the kind of events that rocked the capital on Saturday night. And also bear in mind, this is the same president of the United States who is supposed to be making a state visit to London before the end of the year, a state visit that will see him rattling through the streets in a gilded stagecoach heading towards Buckingham Palace for a meeting with the Queen. Is this really likely to enhance the case for that state visit to go ahead? It seems somewhat dubious, at least from my vantage point.
And just lastly, Simon, just very quickly, what has the reaction to this tweet been in the US?
Well, I mean, certainly among those of us who cover events in Washington, D.C. for British news outlets, there is a sense of somewhat disbelief that he's going after him again. This follows what has been a pretty busy morning for Donald Trump's Twitter account at the White House that started just around 7 o'clock this morning, where he doubled down on the travel ban. People, the lawyers and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I am calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban, he writes. Remember, this is the president whose White House has told all of us never to call it a travel ban, because they know if they call it a travel ban, the courts are likely to continue throwing it out. So, once again, the Twitter account is undercutting his relationships with senior figures within his own government, and in the case of Sadiq Khan, threatening his relationship across the Atlantic as well.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Stay with LBC London News for continued special coverage of the London terror attack. We'll get the latest in travel in just 30 seconds' time.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.